the 4Bs Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Hello, hello, I'm Lucas.
I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads Podcast.
Episode 4. 5. Damn.
Okay, well, we try that. Hello, hello, I'm Lucas.
I'm Alex.
And this is the Castle Lads Podcast. Episode 5. So last time, as you heard, we were doing the Resident Evil review, and today we won't be doing a game review, funnily enough. But to start off, we'll be doing a movie review, which is quite strange because last time we only did them last. And that would be one of Alex's favourites, Godzilla vs. Kong. Which one would this be, Alex?
Well, this would be the fourth film in the latest MonsterVerse, which includes the first Godzilla film, the first American Godzilla film, proper American Godzilla film, I'm not counting you, 1998, followed by Kong Skull Island, and then Godzilla King of the Monsters, and now Godzilla vs. Kong, which came out in March of this year.
Personally, I mean, I've always heard of Godzilla and Kong, but my personal favourite is Kong. He's been around for longer, he's quite a pop culture icon. I think his first movie was 1933. I mean, Godzilla is quite badass, but I feel like Monkey is my favourite. But yeah, what's any like lore you'd like to introduce us to?
Well, without going too in depth, it's basically just about what it's called, really. A big lizard fights a big monkey.
Honestly, yeah, that's quite cool. What's your personal favourite, Kong or Godzilla?
Godzilla, personally.
Any reasons behind that?
I don't know, he just seems cooler. I love the atomic breath and the sound design is amazing.
I'm not surprised. You said you like lizards in the podcast beforehand, so this is probably an obvious one. But where did you find it, Alex? Because our next topic will be HBO Max, which is the Discovery Plus, which is where you found it.
Yeah, I found this on HBO Max. It is a streaming service available on, I believe, the Amazon Fire Stick, which you can pick up for around £10 a month.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've never used HBO Max or Discovery Plus, but I mean, I always used whatever had a free trial because, you know, just get free movies. What else could you ask for? But my main ones currently were Netflix, Disney Plus, and I don't know what else really. My mum uses Hulu, but I don't use a TV, I just use my PS4. I kind of hog off her emails. I don't make my own accounts. It's her kind of business, you could say. But yeah, I use Disney Plus. I watch shows such as like The Mandalorian. I'm a bit of a Star Wars geek, honest, to be fair. But speaking of kind of geeky things and shows, I think we'll be going into more like exotic things like yours, Siamese fighting fish.
Well, the Siamese fighting fish, or commonly sold as the betta fish, is this absolutely beautiful fish. It has these big, males have these big, long, sort of vibrant fan tails. They come in a variety of different colours. Unfortunately, a lot of people seem to pick them up and don't take proper care of them. So today I'm here to talk to you all about proper care for the Siamese fighting fish.
How many do you have, Alex? Because it seems that you know quite a bit about it from what I've heard.
So far, none. But I do plan on getting my first one.
Ooh.
Now, a lot of people will put the Siamese fighting fish in a bowl with no filter or heater, which is very bad. Bettas, or Siamese fighting fish, generally need at least 70 litres, I'd say.
70 litres. Could you give an estimate of how big that would be?
Well, if you're American, then that's about 10 gallons.
Is that as big as the table? Is that like, is that moderate size, you would say? Would that be able to fit in like a lounge or somebody's room, let's say?
Yeah, you could probably fit it on a big enough desk.
Any personal food preferences to feed it?
Well, it's important to give fish a variety in their diet, and so I'd recommend things such as bloodworm. You could put flakes if you wanted to, but don't just rely on flakes. I definitely recommend picking up some frozen dried food from your local store.
Get more nutrients. Yeah, that's quite easily understandable. So speaking of like movies and that, as you heard from the start, that I do recommend Godzilla, and maybe since it's half term for the younger audiences such as myself, we recommend watching Godzilla and getting more streaming services because it will be half term. And as it is half term, we won't be uploading for the week. We will be uploading after next week, which should be around June, so forth. Will you be watching any movies, Alex, during the half term? Will you be going to the cinema?
No, unfortunately not, but I may rewatch some of my favourites, like Godzilla. I may rewatch some favourite shows as well.
I'm almost likely to be watching the Star Wars trilogy because I'm just fascinated by the lore, the characters, and so what, so forth. But yeah, this is us signing off. I'm Lucas.
And I'm Alex.
And this is
the Castle Lads podcast. Signing off.